The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Toyota.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. It's World Bartender Day, Tony. What's your favorite drink?
I'm Tony Kornheiser, the pipe cleaner. Two fingers of prune juice and a spoonful of Metamucil.
Yeah, well, you'll pardon me if I've never heard of that one.
Yeah,
you
well,
know, I have a favorite drink, which you make fun of, and now you have people making fun of me by mentioning it on this show. I go out,
right,
I sit
Royale.
Down, and people, bartenders, show up with a Kir Royale.
Well, you should feel good about that. I'm lately partial to two different bourbons, Woodford Reserve and Angel's Envy, but, you know, people want
such
to send
man,
them.
Such a man, such a man.
Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Steelers want Big Ben. The Washington football team might not want Alex Smith. And Devin Booker, your boy, gets left off the All-Star team. But we begin again today with Tiger Woods. The latest is he is recovering after surgery on his right leg for compound fractures. A metal rod was inserted into that leg. There were additional injuries to his right foot and ankle that have been stabilized with screws and pins. Tiger is reportedly awake and responsive. Wilbon, what is your reaction to the extent of his injuries?
Tony, I guess my reaction is less a reaction. I tried to put my reporter's hat back on today and call and speak to some doctors who actually know about not just this injury, but these injuries that have been reported, but other things that might be going on with Tiger. And this is what I'm reacting to. You know, they have to really prevent the risk of infection, or at least counter it. And then they have to hope for optimal healing of the bones and the tissue. And we have no idea about the full extent of his injuries. These are the ones that have been surgically repaired so far. Remember, there's the multiple spine surgeries, a fusion in his back.
Right.
I mean, there's so much going on, Tony. There could be bruising and swelling that we don't even know about yet. Doctors haven't talked about. Spokespeople haven't talked about. Whether he, what his weight-bearing status is. Like, people want to wonder about sports. What's his weight-bearing status once he can walk? And, Tony, there are additional procedures and surgeries that may need to take place. And again, the risk of infection is so great,
right,
not just for Tiger Woods, but for anyone who has anything like this, that it is sobering to me. I'm not talking about golf. I mean, his great friend, Noda Begay from Stanford, in his life said today on air that golf is irrelevant right now. And that's the way I feel.
So yesterday, I know your first reaction was to think of Kobe Bryant. Last night, when I heard about all of these things with his leg, my first reaction was to think about Alex Smith, because it was the compound fracture, the rod inserted into the leg, the notion that you'd have to worry about staph infections that might kill you down the road.
Yes.
All of those
yes.
things Alex Smith faced. And so, of course, in a very insane way, because I saw Alex Smith play football this year, I decided, mm-hmm. Tiger will be back. Tiger will be able to be back. And I fully admit this is insane, because one of the things you said is something I've thought about. We know about his leg injuries. We don't know the impact on his back from that crash.
Yes.
We don't know that yet. We talk about Ben Hogan. We don't even know about Tiger's back along with these other things. So I'm probably wrong when I say that. The other thing I thought of, and this happened last night as well, I saw a bunch of young golfers interviewed. Bryson DeChambeau and JT was interviewed. John Rahm was interviewed. No, I'm not talking about Tiger's rivals, his peers who are in their 40s and 50s.
Right.
I'm talking about the younger ones who, in effect, think of Tiger as a father to them.
Yes,
because
at least a big
he's
brother.
The reason, he's the reason they went into golf, and they love him, and they only wish that he is healthy. So I know I'm getting ahead of myself in saying, will he play again? I understand.
Tony, you know, again, I talked to one of my dear friends who's a physician here in Arizona, and he just said, he talked about walking.
Yeah, Alex Smith.
Alex Smith. And by the way, you mentioned the similarities. It's still very different. I mean, these sorts of injuries are so different in the body's reaction from each person. Alex Smith is still, his body had trained to be a football player, while Tiger Woods was like the fittest guy out there on a golf tour. He wasn't a football player. And that's so fine. We're going to go into that now and deal with Alex Smith, the NFL's comeback player of the year after 17 surgeries on that broken right leg. But he tells GQ he didn't always feel like the Washington football team wanted him. He says Ron Rivera's new regime initially, quote, didn't see it, didn't want me there, didn't want me to be a part of it, didn't want me to be on the team, the roster, didn't want to give me a chance, close quote. Tony, what do Smith's comments about last season say to you about his future in Washington?
So I read those comments as well, and they seemed absolutely on point to me. I don't think the Washington football team wanted him around at all because, and it's not just that it's a new regime, a new coach, Ron Rivera, new assistant coaches. No, because they're football guys. They had seen this injury before in other people. Nobody ever came back, and Alex Smith's injury was worse than other people. So they said, we can't depend on this guy. Now, it turns out, and he may resent Ron Rivera, though I don't think he does, because ultimately, Mike, Alex Smith proved everybody wrong. But he didn't put himself in the game. Ron Rivera put him in the game because Ron Rivera made a football decision that he was the best quarterback that Washington had. So if you ask me, is Alex Smith resentful? I would say, well, maybe he is. But would he work again for Ron Rivera? I would say definitely he would.
Tony, this is personal, and it comes in the context of Tiger Woods' accident. And I'm team Alex Smith. When I met him when he was in college, I love him. I don't even know him that well. Everything I know about Alex Smith, I like a lot. This is shameful. The Washington football team had better communicate better with him then to make sure there is a resentment, to make sure the public relations, or as you like to say, the optics of this are just football at its worst. This is all the worst about football and the culture of football. And we have so many people like to talk about the values it builds and how it's the best team sport. This is the dark side of it. And you talk about the injuries people suffer and how they limp away or crawl away from the game. There's nothing but nobility about Alex Smith. And I like Ron Rivera from what I know of Ron Rivera. But Tony, this is shameful. That they, if they didn't make it known, we are unsure about your ability, but we open our arms to you. At this time, the place we are in the world, that he was made to feel that way, and I believe him, and the Washington Football Club, no matter who runs it apparently, or is running it day-to-day, or coaching, it can't get out of its own way for smelly behavior, or what is perceived as that by Alex Smith, and then connected to that by me. I live in Washington. This would be a team if I was a Washingtonian, and I'm not. I'd be embarrassed. There's lots of stuff out there about the Washington football team that's worse, that borders on illegal, okay? This, Tony, they have to be better. Somebody has to say in the NFL office to the Washington football team representatives, executive coaches, whoever the hell it is, you need to be better than this. This is a man's life. He could have lost his life. I don't give a damn about who put him in the game. This is just awful behavior.
I could not disagree with you more. Alex Smith is not saying this, that he feels this way now. He's saying this is how he felt then, that he was not wanted. Then he went out and proved his worth, and he got a chance. And you know this because I've told you this 1,000 times. Even now when he goes in the game, I hide my eyes. I'm afraid for him because of all the medical problems he has had. It seems to me totally reasonable that the Washington football coaching staff felt that way then. But again, what I would say to you is they put him in the game because they thought he could do it. He's 5-1 this year as a starter. He may not have been that good, but his team won when he was in there. They may not want him next year as their number one guy, but I understand why they felt this way.
I don't care about his future in Washington. That's irrelevant. I care, again, about a team, a franchise that is always involved in something untoward or seemingly so. Tony, I don't care if he feels that way now. If he felt that way then, why didn't they communicate with him better? Why couldn't they say to him, and apparently hasn't been said, Alex Smith is no dope. He's a bright man. Why wouldn't they go to him and say, we are terrified here? Communicate that. You just communicated it. You mean a whole building of football people in the rest of Virginia can't communicate that?
Okay, they could have, and maybe they did, and I don't know it, and Alex Smith didn't say it. But I understand their reluctance to commit to him, to even bring him into camp after the terrible things he went through, that he almost died. It is reasonable to believe that he would not have been an NFL quarterback, and this is why he's the comeback player of this year and maybe 20 years. Because he's out there playing and starting. It's amazing.
It's admirable.
Even though, as I say, I hide my eyes.
You have to admire him. But look at this. Look at what he's feeling inside to come back this way and have this anyway.
We're going to stay with NFL quarterbacks because it's so much fun. Ben Roethlisberger's agent says Ben will be back with the Steelers next season. Team owner Art Rooney II confirms this, and he says, quote, Ben assured me that he is committed to coming back to help us win. And I told Ben we would like to have him back to help us win a championship, unquote. Wilmont, should Steelers fans be optimistic about another season with Big Ben under center?
Well, I don't know how optimistic they need to be. I think he will be under center. Whether they're any good or not remains to be seen. I'm glad to hear this, I think. You know, I'm a person who still believes that Ben Roethlisberger has been undervalued in terms of his career as a quarterback. A Hall of Fame career, in my opinion, easily. So I don't know whether he can play to that level again, Tony, because a couple of years ago, he barely played at all. But whether he can, just being out there, it seems to me that this commitment, I'd be optimistic if I was a Steelers fan. You know, I'm a fan of a franchise that doesn't have any quarterback hardly ever, like one in the last 60 years. So when you have Ben Roethlisberger out there, a guy who's made it, led his team to 3 Super Bowls and won 2 of them, that to me would be reason enough to be optimistic.
Yeah, I would point out that the GM is not quoted in this. And the coach is not quoted in this. It goes way above their heads. It goes to the owner. Because the Pittsburgh Steelers are a family-owned, family-run business. And clearly, the Rooneys think of Ben Roethlisberger right now as family. Do I think he'll start at the beginning of the year? Yes. Do I think he'll be on a short leash? Yes. Does it remind me a little bit about Eli Manning with the Giants, when Eli Manning was no longer the Super Bowl quarterback? Because I don't think Ben Roethlisberger is any longer the Super Bowl quarterback that we remember. But I think they feel they owe it to him to give him that chance. And then it's up to him to keep that job. I don't think there's a guarantee for 16 games. And I don't think there should be. They may have to look at Haskins. They may have to look at Rudolph. They may have to draft somebody. But I think we would both agree that this is a good, if this is the ending, this is a good ending so far. Let us take a break.
Well, it's also a good start to this last year.
Yeah, Devin Booker was left off the All-Star team.
Ridiculous.
Should he have made it over Zion Williamson?
Yes. Luka Doncic and the Mavs sank the Celtics last night. Which of these two teams is more likely to contend? So you want a team that's about 5 games under, you want them to have an All-Star instead of a team that you say is 2 years from 2 years from 2 years away, and they're kicking everybody's butt.
I don't think there's any question. No question that Zion Williamson is a bigger draw.
Pardon the interruption is presented by Toyota. Let's go places.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
You are watching Pardon the Interruption, presented by Toyota.
Time to keep it testy and toss up. What's first?
Toss up, more deserving of Zion Williamson's all-star spot. Zion Williamson or Devin Booker?
Zion, emphatically, for two reasons. A, this dopey all-star game is just being played to make money. The way you make money is get more eyeballs on the television set. Zion is a much bigger star than Booker, and he would do that. And two, statistically, he's averaging 25 a game, 6.8 rebounds, and shooting 61%. Booker's averaging 24.7 a game, 4.3 assists, and shooting 50%. Look, you want to put Booker on, who are you going to take off? You're going to take off Chris Paul? One of the reasons Booker is good is Chris Paul. You're going to take off Damian Lillard, Mr. Hulu?
Nope.
No, you're not going to take him off. And you're not going to take off Donovan Mitchell because he's a superstar. So I'm done.
Tony, Devin Booker is on a team, not just on a team. He is the best player. Yes, Chris Paul right now is the most important player, and that's how I divide that up. Devin Booker should be on the All-Star team. And any argument against that is stupid. Devin Booker's team is in fourth place in a game out of third in the loaded Western Conference, the same conference where Zion Williamson's team, if he's so great, and he'll get there. But Zion Williamson's team is 11th. I know you weren't a math major, but I know you could count between three or game out of third in fourth and 11th position. Devin Booker is having a great season. Zion Williamson is having a nice season. Next.
Next.
Toss next. Up. More of a contender, the Celtics or the Mavericks?
Celtics aren't a contender. The Celtics are below 500. I don't care if they're in sixth place in the East. They're 3-7 in their last 10. I'm a better contender than they are. They lost Gordon Hayward. Marcus Smart's out with an injury. Kemba Walker can't even get a shot. The other team is now playing like we thought they would when they got off to an 8-13 start. Dallas is now 7-2 in their last nine, and Luka went back again, left side, 25 feet, and had a game-winning shot. They are more of a contender than a non-contender.
Tony, the difference is conference here. And while the Eastern Conference is not dead like it had been in some recent past seasons, it's not as good as the West. Dallas is going to have trouble still, Tony, climbing up out of that. Now, 7, 8, 9, 10, remember, are going to be in a play-in this year differently than just top eight making it. And I agree with the reasoning. I mean, the Celtics, you're like, wow, how are they going to? By the way, the Celtics, who have two All-Stars, despite being 500, the Celtics, really? I mean, so don't tell me the Suns can't have a second All-Star. But the answer actually is Boston because they're in the East. And it's going to be easier to climb and get in that top four than it will be for Dallas in the West.
You got LaVine on the team. Stop arguing for the other guy.
He better be.
Zion's
he better be on the
star.
Team.
That's it. Let's take one last break. Still to come, Dez Bryant sounds done with the Ravens, but not with football.
LeBron looks to stop the Lakers' losing streak in Salt Lake City tonight. I don't know about his chances.
No, they're not going to win for a while. They're not.
Well, they got to win some games.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Toyota. Let's go places.
Happy time, people. Happy 40th birthday, Brian Flores. The coach of the Miami Dolphins is sitting on a good team, 10-6 last year. And he has a good young quarterback in Tua Tagovailoa, who Flores promoted over Ryan Fitzpatrick in midseason, even though Fitzpatrick was winning games. Of course, you wonder if the Dolphins have any regret not taking Justin Herbert, and you wonder if the Dolphins will be able to trade Tua for Deshaun Watson if Watson is interested in going to Miami, as many have speculated. Bill Belichick has had 10 assistants who became NFL head coaches: Al Groh, Romeo Crennel, Nick Saban, Eric Mangini, Josh McDaniels, Jim Schwartz, Bill O'Brien, Matt Patricia, Flores, and Joe Judge. Only O'Brien, who went to the playoffs 4 times in Houston before getting fired this season as the Texans collapsed, had consistent success. And only O'Brien, who once went 11-5, had a better season than Flores' 10-6.
A lot of great assistants in there, Tony, but so far, nobody's emerged as a great head coach. Not yet.
Absolutely not. No. Happy anniversary, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. On this day, 34 years ago, Kareem scored his 36,000th NBA point, a plateau no player had ever reached. Kareem went on to finish with 38,387. And to this day, only Karl Malone has surpassed 36,000. The most immediate threat to Kareem is LeBron James, who is now third all-time with 35,067. In a normal season, there are 82 games. If you average, say, 25 points, as LeBron does in his sleep, that's right around 2,000 points a season. So in 2 seasons, LeBron could overtake Kareem. He'd be 38. Now, I'd point out that Kareem had to play college basketball. There was no path to the NBA when Kareem was coming out of high school. He went to UCLA. He was spectacular. LeBron bypassed college, went straight to the NBA, 4 years ahead of Kareem. So, Wilbon, should there be an asterisk of any kind?
Great question, Tony. I don't think so. But the thing is, scoring is not the greatest measure of LeBron's greatness. I mean, the fact that LeBron has only made the right play every time in the history of his career, to me, is the greatness of LeBron James. Never makes the wrong play, but not scoring. I mean, it's a balance of all of it to me.
Happy trails, Claude Julien, the Montreal coach fired today with 1 year left on his $5 million a year contract after Montreal lost in a shootout last night to Ottawa. Canadiens thought they got a game-winning goal with 2 seconds left in the third period, but goalie interference was called after a video review and the game went to overtime. This sets up the second guess that had that goal counted, Julien might still be employed. Julien won the Stanley Cup in Boston in 2011. His Canadiens teams made the playoffs in 2 of his 4 years, but went out in the first round both times. He was 129, 123, and 35 this time around in Montreal, his second stint as a coach there. He'll be replaced on an interim basis by Dominique Ducharme.
Tony, the major lesson here is if you're part of the Canadiens, don't lose to Ottawa.
Let's go to the big finish quickly. Number 14, Texas, edge number 17, Kansas in OT. And Kansas State upset number 7, Oklahoma. What's the bigger deal?
Kansas State over Oklahoma is, Tony. Bucks GM Jason Light says he'd love to have Tom Brady as long as the Golden Boy wants to play. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Duh. They won the Super Bowl. Joel Embiid had just 3 field goals, but the Sixers beat the Raptors in Tampa. Is that significant?
It's a nice win because here come the Raptors, Tony. They're looking like maybe a top 4 team in the East. Dez Bryant tweeted that he realized quickly the Ravens weren't the team for him. You surprised?
He should have looked at them. They never passed the ball. Last one, LeBron and the Lakers at the Jazz tonight. Who you got?
The Jazz need to win this game in Salt Lake City. They have the burden of proof, Tony, not the Lakers.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. And I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. And now, here's SportsCenter.
Graham McGuire, thank you.